10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, she likes our sweet, I like my sweet tea. And she likes my boots with these blue jeans. And she likes popping buttons on my pearl snap. And she likes my cowboy hat. But she loves me for my twang. Reminds her of a little hang. When she hears me on the radio, she knows that it's me by the way I sing. She loves me for my twang. Loves me for my twang. Yeah, she likes how good I pick a guitar. And she
9 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Train on the scene, all the baddies in the world, don't you
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Apparently it's getting serious, so whatever that means. I'm sure you told him I was just somebody you used to know. I know he doesn't know it.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
These empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
Just 30 more seconds. let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Welcome you high atop Riders Field. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions getting set for Game 4 of this six-game series, and we're happy to have you along. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Frisco, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley, taking you through our pregame action today as the Rough Riders and Missions meet for Game 4. The Rough Riders with a 2-game-to-1 series advantage, and we'll go over yesterday's ballgame a little bit more as we continue on here on the pregame show. But first, let's set the starting pitching matchup for both these teams. First, for the Rough Riders, it's Dane Acker, the 25-year-old, 6'2", 189-pounder, native of Brenham, Texas, and former Oklahoma Sooner. He's making his sixth start with the Rough Riders, a 1-1 record, a 3.52 ERA. He's been phenomenal in the strikeout department this season. 23 innings, 34 strikeouts to 10 walks, and he's holding opponents to just a .205 batting average. All those numbers are very, very impressive, but they were even better going into his last start at Corpus Christi when he had his worst start of his career, allowing 6 runs over 6 hits across 4 2/3 innings. He struck out 8 and walked 4 during that start his last time out. So Dane Acker looks for a bounce-back start for the Rough Riders today. His mound opponent, Robbie Snelling, the 20-year-old. He's the number 5 prospect in the Padres organization. The left-hander stands 6'3", 210 pounds, a native of Reno, Nevada, and he was drafted out of McQueen High School in Reno in 2022 in the collective balance agreement, overall pick number 39 in the end of the first round. So Snelling has been really good this year. He's making his sixth start, a 3.68 ERA, 21 strikeouts across 21 innings, but he's one of those guys that you expect to go out there and throw a lot of strikes and get a lot of swing and miss. He's mostly a ground ball pitcher, and he'll tend to get most of his outs on the ground and not as many via strikeout as Dane Acker would, but still, the left-hander has a very good matchup against this Rough Riders lineup today that has struggled against lefties, hitting just .213 against left-handed pitchers so far on the season. Rough Riders enter into this one at 19-11 on the season. San Antonio 14-15. The Rough Riders are just one game back of the Midland Rockhounds in the Texas League South and looking to gain ground on them as they play the Tulsa Drillers later on tonight. Rough Riders and Missions coming up at 5 past the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll go over last night's ballgame. A Rough Riders win at 9-5. Pre-game show coverage rolls along next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 twisted tea, Truly and drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl.
Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Riders Field. We're pregame before the Rough Riders and the Missions in Game 4 of this six-game series. Zach Bigley alongside you. Let's go over last night's ball game. The Rough Riders taking the third game of this series 9-5 over San Antonio. They now have a 2-1 series advantage. And it was the Missions, actually, that got out in front in this one at the very beginning of the game. A run scoring on a wild pitch in the first inning to make it 1-0 against the Rough Riders, and then they took a 2-0 lead with a run scoring on a sac fly in the fourth. But the Rough Riders then had their biggest inning of the season. 7 runs came across in the bottom half of the fifth inning, and it was a wild one overall in the frame. Abimelech Ortiz led it off with a single, then Franer Chavez singled. A run scored on a pass ball before Daniel Mateo ripped an RBI single to tie the game at 2. And then after a couple of runners got aboard and Liam Hicks drew a walk to load the bases, Aaron Zavala gave the Riders the lead with a sac fly. After a Cody Freeman walk, though, loaded the bases again, Maximo Acosta grounded the ball to short. Ray Patrick Ditter made a beautiful diving stop to his right, threw the ball into second, but he threw it away, and it went down the right field line, allowing 3 runs to score on the play. And the Rough Riders later added on with an RBI single from Ortiz to make it 7-2. They would add on a few innings later with another RBI single by Aaron Zavala and an RBI double by Franer Chavez. They win it 9-5, and they are really, really hot right now. 19-11, and you'd think, well, if they're so hot, they should be in first place, right? Well, not so fast. Midland has won 6 in a row, and the A's affiliate that just had arguably one of the best players in all of minor league baseball, Jacob Wilson, promoted up to AAA, they're still swinging it, and they're still really scoring a lot of runs. Jacob Wilson, when he was promoted, was hitting .455 through over a month of play in AA. He was fantastic, the first rounder last year out of GCU. We'll see the Rockhounds here in a couple weeks at home. The next homestand will actually be against Midland for the Rough Riders, so excited to see the A's affiliate come to town. We're getting set here for first pitch between the Rough Riders and the Missions, and Dane Acker walking currently from the bullpen down towards the dugout. We gave you a little bit of a hint of the standings. Rockhounds are 1 game up on the Rough Riders right now. San Antonio, 5.5 back of the Rockhounds in third place. Then Amarillo and Corpus Christi finishing out the South. In the North, it's Springfield 19-10 atop the division. Arkansas is 3 games back. Then Northwest Arkansas 4.5. And then Wichita and Tulsa down in the basement of that North Division. So still a lot of baseball to be played, as the first half doesn't come to a close until midway through June. And it's still kind of hard to believe we're already in May 10th. And we were playing game number 31 of the season earlier, or I should say later on tonight here in just a few minutes. 7 minutes until first pitch. We'll take our final break. When we come back, we'll introduce you to the starting lineups for today's game. Rough Riders and Missions, AA affiliates of the Rangers and the Padres, doing battle for Game 4 of this series. Starting lineup next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Let's get you starting lineups for the Rough Riders and the Mission, starting with San Antonio. Ripken Reyes leads things off. Michael De La Cruz, the catcher, hits second, and Marcos Castagnon is the second baseman hitting third. Cole Cummings, the right fielder, cleans it up. Robert Perez Jr. is in center field hitting fifth. Robbie Tenorowicz, the first baseman, bats in the sixth spot. Bottom third of the order, it's Zach Rex in left. Juan Zabata is the DH hitting eighth. And Jared Dale is at third base, rounding out the order. Once again for the Missions, it's Reyes, De La Cruz, Castagnon, Cummings, Perez, Tenorowicz, Rex, Zabata, and Dale. Robbie Snelling gets the start today for the Padres affiliate. Let's get to the starting lineup for the Rough Riders, as announced by Carlos Cardoza. Kellen Strom, the left fielder, leads it off. Then it's Max Acosta hitting second and playing second base. Keber Rodriguez hits third at shortstop. Middle third, it's Josh Hatcher at first base, Cody Freeman at third, and Abimelech Ortiz, the designated hitter. And the bottom third, Jesel Cepeda is the right fielder, Cooper Johnson at catcher, Daniel Mateo, the center fielder. Once again, for the Rough Riders, it's Strom, Acosta, Rodriguez, Hatcher, Freeman, Ortiz, Cepeda, Johnson, and Mateo. Dane Acker, the Rough Riders starting pitcher today, and he will take the bump when we come back. It's Rough Riders and Missions, game number four of this series, game number 31 of the 2024 season. We're happy to have you along on this beautiful Friday night in Frisco. First pitch is next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
It is gone.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Swing and a miss. He got him.
Gone!
And this baby is tied.
It's out of here.
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
Wow, what a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Welcome into Riders Field. It's the Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions on this gorgeous day in Friday in Frisco, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley and happy to have you along. Today it's Dane Acker who takes the ball for the Frisco Rough Riders, the number 27 prospect in the Rangers organization, and he faces a Mission squad that has just one win so far in this series. The Rough Riders have been swinging the bat extremely well all series long, and Frisco is certainly hoping to get back on their winning ways. It's one of those pitching matchups that you love to see on a Friday night, with Dane Acker going for the Rough Riders and left-hander Robbie Snelling on the other side for the Padres affiliate. He's the number 5 prospect in the Padres organization. The Rough Riders coming into this one at 19-11. They have been fantastic all season long, of course, and the Rough Riders will certainly hope from a good start from their right-hander Dane Acker in this game today. So the Rough Riders at second place in the division. Turn to Dane Acker. Once again, that starting lineup for the Missions, it's Ripken Reyes, the shortstop. Michael De La Cruz, the catcher. Marcos Castagnon is the second baseman. Bottom middle third, I should say, of the order is Cole Cummings in right field. Robert Perez Jr. is in center. And Robbie Tenorowicz at first. And the bottom third, Zach Rex, Juan Zabata, and Jared Dale. It's a beautiful day, 78 degrees and sunny. Very little humidity, 8-mile-an-hour winds softly blowing their way out to left field. And we are set for baseball. Great crowd on hand at the beginning of Evan Carter weekend. Our Friday night, we're expecting the biggest crowd of the weekend tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. Happy you're with us. Well, Dane Acker, the 25-year-old out of Brenham, Texas, deals with Ripken Reyes, the left-handed batter, to start things off. Reyes, one of a number of switch hitters in this order. Acker winds back, and away we go from Frisco. It's outside, 1-1 and no strikes, and we're underway. 7:07 p.m. with the game's first pitch. Again, 78 degrees, just a perfect night for baseball. 1-0. Outside, it's 2-0 and no strikes. Acker, in his arsenal, goes with a fastball, curveball, slider, and changeup. The slider is a pitch that he is still working on to this point, trying to master. Just added it in spring training. 2-0, a bunt shown. Reyes pulls back, takes a called strike, and it's 2-1. The big thing, as we talk about time and time again for Dane Acker, is being efficient with his pitches. He rocks back. 2-1. Swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 2-2. Acker averaging 17 pitches per inning, which gets you a little bit over 80 through five innings. And he's trying to go deeper into ball games. His career high is 5 innings. He's only done that 3 times. 2-2 offering. Fastball is high, and it's 3-2. But something that is undeniable, this stuff is really, really good for Acker. That fastball is a big league level fastball. He's had that curveball and changeup since his sophomore year at San Jacinto. The 3-2 hits outside, 4. So he was ahead, or I should say even in the count, 2-2, and then lost Reyes. It's a walk to lead things off. And Michael De La Cruz, the catcher, stands in. Rough Riders in Missions here in this fourth game of the series. Michael De La Cruz in from the left side. Rough Riders infield pulls to the right accordingly. And Acker from the stretch deals. Swing and a miss. High outside fastball. It's 0-1. De La Cruz just 2-for-11 in this series so far, but one of those two hits was a home run. Two-run shot in the opener of this series. Acker readies. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Blew it right by him. It's 0-2. Rough Riders took that opener of this series 4-3. Lost the second game 7-0. A 9-5 win last night. And here we are in game four. Acker ahead 0-2. He brings it way high, missing with the fastball. One ball and two strikes. It's pitches like that that you want to see be a little bit more competitive with two strikes in order to be more efficient with his pitch count. Right-hander has his sign. Blonde glove at the belt. He rocks in the 1-2. Outside, missing with the changeup. Two balls and two strikes. To introduce you to the defense behind Dane Acker today, it's Kellen Strom in left, Daniel Mateo in center, and Jesus Cepeda roams out at right. Cody Freeman at third, Caber Rodriguez at short, Max Acosta at second, Josh Hatcher at first. Cooper Johnson catches the pitch. Swinging a foul in and out of Johnson's glove back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Sean Sparling has our balls and strikes behind the plate today, our home plate umpire. Trevor Matthews at first, and Nate Diedrich, our third base umpire today. Three-man Texas League umpiring crew. Acker fires over to first and chases Reyes back. He's 6-for-8 in stolen bases in the early going. Rough Riders in their slate tops, red ball caps today. Missions in their navy tops. And navy ball caps with a silver brim. 2-2. Just a hair inside. Sparling flinched behind the plate, didn't call it. And we're full of three balls and two strikes on Michael De La Cruz. Acker has been fastball changeup so far, with the majority of his pitches being heaters. The switch hitter, De La Cruz, back in from the left side. A couple half swings out of the plate. 3-2, runner goes, swinging a chopper foul, first baseline. It's still three balls and two strikes. Acker, the number 27 prospect in the Rangers organization, surely to go up once the re-ranking comes about, especially if he keeps pitching the way he has. If you were listening during our pregame open, we talked about that last start at Corpus Christi for him. 4 2/3 innings, surrendering 6 runs, all earned on 6 hits, including a couple homers. He readies in the 3-2. Runner goes again. There's a high fly ball out to deep right field. Cepeda at the warning track, and he's there. He tracks it down to make the catch. Reyes retreats back to first base, and there's one away. De La Cruz just missed that ball. Fly ball out to the warning track and straightaway right field. Here's Marcos Castagnon now, right-handed batter. Castagnon got the day off yesterday, but he's been very good in this series. He's 4-for-8 with a double. He wears a softball-style mask on his helmet. The pitch. On the inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Castagnon had a face mask, almost like you'd see in the NBA, the plastic see-through face mask that he wore the last couple days. Just activated off the injured list following a nose break. The 0-1. Swing and a miss, way out in front. Pitch elevated, 0-2. And now 0-2, and this is where you'd want to see Acker finish off Castagnon right here. For the most part, he's gone with that fastball elevated. It's about making it close enough to be enticing for the hitter. 0-2. Line foul right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. That fastball quite literally in the middle of the plate. Infield up the middle, a double play depth. Acker is not really one to roll on a double plays. More of a fly ball pitcher than he is a ground ball pitcher. He deals. Breaking ball, got him looking. Outside corner. Curveball right down the middle. And he strikes Castagnon out for his first strikeout of the evening. Cole Cummings bats now. Two away, top of the first, no score. Cummings is 5-for-11 in the series so far. Reyes leads from first in Acker's initial toss. Before that, Reyes Almost tried to time him up. Started running towards second and then thought better of it. Hustled back into first. Right-hander readies. He kicks in. Curveball for a strike. Middle, and it's 0-1. Cummings faced off against his former New Mexico teammate yesterday, Nick Krauth. Had a couple of hits off him. And a 2-for-5 day. Another throw over to first, and Reyes is back in safely. This next pitch will be the 20th for Dane Acker in the first inning. He's ready from the stretch. First base side of the rubber. The 0-1 is fouled straight back, and it's quickly 0-2. So Acker ahead in the count. Hardy with one strikeout. He's second in the Texas League in strikeout rate this season. Sixth in total strikeouts. Strikeout rate is, as some of you may know, the number of strikeouts you have divided by the total batters faced. Offering in, runner goes, pitches low, a throw down to second from Johnson, well in time. Out by a mile at second base, Johnson catches Reyes stealing, and we're done with the first inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base, bottom one coming up. Rough Riders to the plate in a scoreless game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the home half of the first inning, no score between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Here's Kellen Strom, right-handed batter against the left-hander Robbie Snelling, the number 5 prospect in the Padres organization. From the first base side of the rubber, shoulder square just offset of home, he winds and fires. He misses down low and inside with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Snelling has had a good season so far, but not quite as good as he had last year, playing between A-ball, high A-ball, and double-A for 4 starts with San Antonio. The 1-0. Just outside, missing with a fastball. 2 balls and no strikes. A season ago, in 22 starts, he had a 1.82 earned run average. Number 2 pitching prospect in the Padres org. 2-0. Outside, it's 3 balls and no strikes. He's making his 6th start this year, a 1-1 record, a 3.68 ERA. In 22 innings, 21 strikeouts to 12 walks. He rocks here in the 3-0. And make it 13 walks. Gives up the free pass to Kellen Strom to start the ballgame. Strom having a great series, 6-for-12. And he starts at first base. From Mexicosta. Acosta 3-for-7 in the series. Snelling from the stretch.
looks over at first, kicks home. Fastball outside. One ball, no strikes. Just getting warmed up with that fastball. That last one at 92. He's been clocked as high as 97 with the heater. Mostly live in the mid-90s. 1-0 outside, missing with that same fastball, and it's 2-0. And after six straight out of the zone to start his day, he gets a visit from his catcher, Michael De La Cruz. Let's take a look at the rest of the defense behind Snelling today. It's Zach Rex in left, Robert Perez Jr. in center, Cole Cummings in right. Jared Dale has third, Ripken Reyes at short, Marcos Castagnon at second, Robbie Tenorowicz at first, and the aforementioned De La Cruz behind the plate, who makes his way back behind the plate. After a quick conversation with Snelling, still just 20 years old, one of the youngest players in the Texas League. He has his sign ready from the stretch. And the 2-0 on the way to Acosta. Down in the dirt, three balls and no strikes. Another fastball. Not the start that Snelling wanted. He's a three-pitch pitcher. He'll go fastball, slider, and changeup. The breaking ball is a slider, but it's kind of slurvy, the pitch. On the outside corner, a strike with the heater. He's back in it at 3-1. Slurvy meaning it's kind of a mix between a slider and a curve, where a slider would usually go more east to west, a curveball more north to south. It's kind of a mix between the two, but a lot of movement on it. Costa calls time and steps out. 3-1 on the second baseman for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the first, no score. 3-1. Swinging a drive out to left field, deep down the line to the corner, and it's off the warning track up against the fence. Strom up to third. He gets the stop sign right there. Acosta doubles off the end of the bat down the left field line, and the Rough Riders are in business. Looked like for a second it might have a chance to get out of the ballpark and just died and barely reached the wall. He hit it off the end of the bat. And it's still a double. He has doubles in consecutive nights and now eight doubles to lead the team. Here's Caber Rodriguez. Caber 0 for 6 in this series, just 2 for 19 to start his season coming off the injured list, but he's swung the bat a lot better than his average. Corners pinch in. First pitch, low, one ball, no strikes. Time missing with the change. Left-hander readies, 1-0, swing and a miss. Rodriguez late on a fastball. One ball and one strike. Riders shortstop hit a homer down in Corpus. 1-1, high and away. Two balls and one strike, and Robbie Snelling continues to fall behind Rough Riders hitters in the beginning of the game. Four-pitch walk, gave up the double on a 3-1 offering, and now 2-1 on Rodriguez. Here he comes to the plate. There's a swing and a high pop-up, shallow left field. Reyes, the shortstop, back. He calls everyone off, both feet on the outfield grass. He makes the catch. One away, and Josh Hatcher to the plate. No score, bottom of the first inning. This is who you want up in this situation. Runners at second and third, one down. Hatcher is sixth in the Texas League in OPS with runners in scoring position, over 1,000. The pitch home, breaking ball away, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's also third in the league in batting average overall, hitting .338 on the season. Infield comes in for the Missions. 1-0 toss. Low, throw down to third, not in time. It's two balls and no strikes, and Snelling has thrown first pitch balls to all four hitters in this first. It is a lefty on lefty matchup, and right handers have been much better against Snelling than left handers have. 2-0. Swinging a high pop-up foul out of play to the left side. It's 2-1. Hatcher does have a homer against a left-handed pitcher this year. Overall, as a team, The Rough Riders are hitting just 213 against left-handed pitching. Infield remains in. 2-1. Swinging a hard ground ball through the right side. It's a hit. Stroman to score. Acosta on his heels. The throw to the plate. Not in time. Two-run single. Josh Hatcher gets it done with runners in scoring position again. And the Riders are out in front in the first inning. And that ball was rocketed through the right side at 105 miles an hour exit velocity. Josh Hatcher picks up both on the base pass. Cody Freeman makes his way to the plate. Early start for the Rough Riders offense after scoring 9 yesterday. Cody Freeman stands in now. Throw over to first chases Hatcher back in. Snelling coming off a start in which he went 5 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs, though just 2 earned at Arkansas last week. Left-hander pitches. Fits it right down the middle with a fastball for a strike. And it's 0-1. Robbie Snelling, interestingly enough, allowed just 7 hits in his first 3 starts. And he's allowed 8 hits in each of his last 2 starts coming into this one. The 0-1, Hatcher runs, swinging a ground ball to the right side. It hits Hatcher. Oh, no, he's out. Man, that's poor luck. It was a perfectly executed hit and run. And Hatcher would have easily been safe. And because the second baseman, Castagnon, was covering, that ball would have leaked through into right field. That would have been easily runners at first and third. But Hatcher couldn't locate the baseball, and it hit him in the left foot as he was running. So he's out, and Freeman's at first. Oh, that's just bad luck. So Freeman at first base, and Abimelech Ortiz stands in now. The pitch. And it's a strike. The outside edge with that slider. 0-1. Freeman leads. Rough Riders lead 2-0. The pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Out in front, and another breaker at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-2. Ortiz has struggled against left-handed pitching this year. Left-handed matchup is never easy for guys who swing from that left side. You don't see a lot of left-handers in general. The pitch. He swings, fouls it back, and it's still 0-2. He's hitting just 125, 3-for-24 against left-handers this year. That means he's due, right? Rough Riders lead 2-0. Freeman off of first. And Snelling the 0-2. High. A ball and 2 strikes. We play in the bottom of the first inning. It's been an eventful first so far. Dane Acker facing the minimum after a caught stealing in the top half. And Rough Riders with 2 runs already here in the bottom half. The 1-2. Swinging a broken bat roller to the right side. Second baseman Castagnon's got it. Flips it onto first. He retires Ortiz, and it's the final out of the first inning. But 2 runs come across on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. 2-0 Riders, top of the second next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dan Acker back to the hill in the top of the second inning. The Rough Riders leading 2-0 thanks to a Josh Hatcher two-run single in the bottom half of the first. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along on what is an absolutely picturesque night for baseball on a Friday night in Frisco. Dan Acker looking for a much cleaner inning in the second. He faced the minimum but did walk a batter in through 20 pitches in that first. Cole Cummings back in. He was at the plate when a caught stealing ended the inning. First toss, swinging a foul back into Johnson's glove. It's 0-1. So Acker, those 20 pitches, looking to attack the strike zone here in the second. The offering, misses low. Ball and a strike to Cummings. Still 5-for-11 in the series. Acker the 1-1. Swinging a grounder, foul right side. It's one ball and two strikes. Mentioned in the first inning that Dane Acker was a guy who developed a new pitch in the offseason during spring training. And that's something that you see very often from guys who work with, whether it be their pitching coach or they're going to be with during the season, or the pitching coordinator, Jordan Teagues. Acker got to spring training very early this year. The 1-2. Outside. Two balls and two strikes. He got in January. A lot of guys don't report until mid-February. He rocks back here in the 2-2. Swinging a grounder. Foul back behind home. Still two balls and two strikes. When he got to Frisco at the beginning of this season, he said, "I'm so happy just to be out of Arizona." He's dealt with so many injuries over the last couple of seasons that he spent a lot of time there, whether it be Tommy John. He peels back in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. Fastball climbed the ladder. Second strikeout for Acker, and there's one away here in the second. Robert Perez makes his way to the plate. It was nothing against, of course, anybody who is in Arizona. He's so happy they do such a wonderful job. Climbed the ladder with that fastball there so well to pick up his second strikeout. He winds and deals. Swinging a high fly ball to shallow center. Mateo had him played perfectly. Jogs in a couple steps, peering skyward, and picks it out of the air. Two outs for Robbie Tenorowicz. 2-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. Acker had a torn meniscus last year. Pitched through the pain and had the surgery to repair it right at the end of the season. Time called. And Tenorowicz arguing the pitch clock violation. Or did he call time? He did call time right beforehand. Now back in from the right side. The offering home. Misses up high. One ball and no strikes. Acker fully healthy now, feeling really good. And settling in for his first full season here in Double A. The 1-0. Fouled straight back. Ball and one strike. That miss to Robbie Tenorowicz, only the second first pitch ball. And six hitters for Acker. Infield back almost straight up against Tenorowicz. The 1-1. Curveball, strike. Upper outside corner, and it's 1-2. Slight open stance for Tenorowicz. One batting glove on his left hand. 1-2. Bounces in the dirt. Well in front of home plate. Johnson blocked it as a changeup slipped out of Acker's hand. It's two balls and two strikes. Changeup continues to be a really strong pitch for him, along with a good heater. He was so good through his first two starts especially, allowing just one run across 13 and a third innings. 2-2. Popped up, back this way, out of play. Still two balls, two strikes on the first baseman. Tenorewicz 3-for-8 to start his San Antonio Missions career after being with the Arkansas Travelers last year and at the beginning of this season. The mustachioed right-handed batter was released by the Mariners organization last week. The pitch is a curveball hit foul on the ground back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. The man they call Bird, great clubhouse guy. In the offseason, he still hadn't signed with a team, and going into spring training even, he still hadn't signed with a team. A 2-2. Swinging a ground ball again, foul back behind home. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes, but he signed with the Mariners right at the end of spring training and broke camp with Arkansas. Now here with the Missions. Rough Riders lead it 2-0, top of the second. Acker fires. Swing and a miss. He got him. Change up down and in. Acker with his third strikeout. And he retires the side in order in the second. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. The Rough Riders go into the bottom of the second inning up 2-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
To the bottom of the second inning, the Rough Riders leading 2-0 over the San Antonio Missions. Happy to have you along on this Friday night. Jesus Cepeda, Cooper Johnson, Daniel Mateo, the 3-2 up in the bottom third of the order for the Riders against Robbie Snelling. He offers in. High and outside, 1 ball and no strikes. Cepeda, 1-for-6 in the series, but that one hit a homer. Snelling, the 1-0. Inside, 2 balls and no strikes, and once again falling behind Rough Riders hitters to start. Snelling threw 24 pitches in that first. 2-0. Foul ball out of play to the right side, and it's 2-1. Allowing 2 runs on 3 hits. The offering is outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. The ball that hit Josh Hatcher off the bat of Cody Freeman actually counts as a single. Even though Hatcher was hit by the ball, he is out, but it is still a single for Freeman. The pitch is a chopper right up the middle to the second baseman. 2 hops to Castagnon at the chest. He's got it and throws on to first for the out. 1 away, and Cooper Johnson, the catcher, takes his turn. 2-0 Rough Riders. Johnson, right-handed hitter, playing his 14th game with the Rough Riders. He's caught in all 14. Initial toss on the way. Swinging a high pop-up left side on the third base side. Dale near foul ground, reaches into foul ground and makes the catch. 2 down quickly. Daniel Mateo in the ninth spot now. Mateo was probably one of the more important, impactful bats for the Rough Riders last night. Mateo with a couple of hits, including the game-tying single in the fifth inning. It was a great at-bat. The pitch outside, one ball and no strikes. Just two innings before that, he picked up his first career double-A hit. And then into a nine-pitch battle, the 1-0. He swings, chops it off the plate, right back to the hill. Snelling's got it, turns and throws onto first in time for the final out. It's an easy 1-2-3 bounce-back inning for Robbie Snelling. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the third inning next. Rough Riders lead 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the third inning, Rough Riders a 2-0 advantage. It's STEM night here at the ballpark, presented by Olson, along with a whole host of other things. Evan Carter Weekend starting out today. Here's the windback and the first pitch to Zach Rex. Fastball inside corner, a strike, 0-1. It's also Fireworks Friday, presented by True Moo. We'll have some fireworks after today's game. Acker, the 0-1. Swinging a soft ground ball up the middle, and that leaks through into center. Rex has himself a base hit. Rough Riders leading 2-0 in the top of the third, and there's the first hit of the game for the Missions. Juan Zabata bats now. Rex had two hits and walked yesterday, but he was 0-for-28 before that last hit yesterday, so starting to turn things on the offensive side now. Juan Zabala in from the right side. Acker pitches high, one ball and no strikes. Juan Zabala making his first start of the series. He had a pinch hit appearance earlier in the set back in game one. Right-hander against right-hander. And Acker offers in. Inside, two balls, no strikes. We were hinting at it a little bit yesterday about STEM night, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We have some robotics clubs around the ballpark. A lot of kids here for Girl Scout night as well. 2-0 pitch. High. Three balls and no strikes. And for Evan Carter Weekend, there is the Evan Carter Growth Chart giveaway. Could see how much you're lying about your height by putting up your growth chart and checking it out. A 3-0. Inside, ball four. So Rex is up to second base, and Zabata draws the four-pitch walk here in the third. Jared Dale stands in now. Rough Riders leading 2-0 in the top of the third. Dale 2-for-7 in the series. And Cooper Johnson will go out and chat things over with Acker. The entire infield joins. with nobody out. Evan Carter weekend will continue on. Tomorrow we'll have day two, and it's the giveaway that a lot of people are really excited for. It's an Evan Carter bobblehead giveaway. It's presented by Medium Giant. It's a bobblehead of him making that great catch in game two of the ALCS down in Houston, out near the corner of where the Crawford boxes go back into the screen doors of the bullpen, jumping up and making that great catch before doubling off Jose Altuve. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Corners in the pitch. A bunt from Dale down the third baseline. Freeman collects, whips it onto first base, gets him there. Nicely done on both ends. Perfect job by Dale to make the third baseman Freeman field it so you couldn't get the out at third. Rex down to third. Zabata up to second. 5-3 on the putout. One away in the top of the order now in Ripken Reyes. And with Reyes and his speed, Freeman is still in on the grass at third. Well in. Acker's pitch. Reyes pops it out of play to the left side. It's 0-1. He drew a walk back in the first inning. So we'll have that bobblehead giveaway tomorrow. Expecting the best crowd of the weekend tomorrow, and that's saying something considering how good today's crowd is. Whole lot of fans here at the ballpark tonight. Acker with the 0-1. A bunt showed again and popped foul back behind home plate. It's 0-2. Man, Reyes unable to get the bunt down. So 0-2 on the shortstop. And now with that, Freeman backs up at third to even with the bag. Rough Riders infield plays to pull with the left-handed batter. Rex leads off of third. Zabata from second. Acker's 0-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. And it's still no balls and two strikes. We'll have the final day of Evan Carter weekend coming up on Sunday. And we'll have a Evan Carter kids jersey giveaway. Or excuse me, kids jersey giveaway. The jersey, the Evan Carter jersey, is part of a ticket pack that you can currently buy on RidersBaseball.com. Or if you happen to be listening to the ballpark, you can head over to the sales hut behind home plate. Here's the stretch in the 0-2. Swinging a soft ground ball to the right side. Hatcher's got it. The first baseman races to the bag, and he just beats Reyes, sliding in head first. Great play holding Rex at third base with his eyes. A pump fake, and still able to get the out at first. Hatcher with an athletic play, and there's the second out of the inning. That's not something that's going to go in the box score, but Josh Hatcher just saved a run all by himself. And quite frankly, poor base running by Zach Rex at third base as well, with Hatcher playing back at first and a softly hit ball. He probably should have gone on contact there. So there are two outs now. Runners at second and third for Michael De La Cruz. And the pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Acker trying to pilot his way around some trouble in this third inning, giving up a leadoff single to Zach Rex. Juan Zabato walked. Dale laid down the sack bunt. And then he got the ground out. 2-0 Rough Riders in the third. The 0-1. Fouled back again. It's quickly 0-2. And this is where Acker's ability to get the strikeout plays such a big factor. A chance to end the inning right here. Already three strikeouts for the right-hander. De La Cruz stands back in from the left side. Acker, blonde glove at the belt. He deals. High and outside. Missed with a heater. 95. One of the best fastballs we've seen from Acker today. Acker puts the glove underneath his right arm. Rubs it down. Baseball, that is. And now puts it in his right hand. He's ready from the stretch. Getting his sign from Johnson. The pitch. High and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Missing that time with a changeup badly. You don't see him miss with a changeup high and out very often. Slipping out of his hand. He has his sign once again. And deals the 2-2. Swinging a drive out to center field, pushing Mateo back. He's got room, and he makes the catch. Daniel Mateo tracking back easily to put away the final out of this third. And the Riders still lead 2-0. Bottom of the third next on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Riders leading 2-0, looking to add on in the bottom half of the third inning, and they send the top of the order to the plate. Kellen Strong, Max Acosta, Caber Rodriguez. Robbie Snelling, a bounce-back 1-2-3 inning in the second, and he offers in. It's on the outside corner, a called strike, 0-1. Strom walked in the first on four pitches. Left-hander offers, outside with a change. It's one ball and one strike. Changeup, probably Snelling's best pitch. When he was in high school, it was more of a curveball that was his best pitch. The 1-1. And it's low, and it's two balls and one strike. As he's progressed, that curveball has turned into more of a slurve that he throws now, and it's really effective, but that change has worked really well off of his fastball. 2-1, high and outside, three balls and one strike. He had such an interesting high school career. Like many kids who have a lot of athletic success, his dad was a coach. The 3-1, strike at the bottom of the zone, 3-2, but his dad wasn't a baseball coach, he was a football coach. And Snelling was a very talented football player. He was rated as a 4-star outside linebacker and was actually committed to play at the University of Arizona as a dual-sport athlete. Originally committed as a Stanford Cardinal his freshman year, but then decommitted. The payoff. There's a high fly ball into right center field and shallow. Robert Perez jogging in. He calls off the right fielder Cummings and puts it away. One out for Max Acosta. 2-0 Rough Riders. Acosta doubled and scored in the first. So from Stanford to Arizona commitment, well, Jay Johnson, the head coach of Arizona baseball, then left. The pitch is at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. And he went to LSU. Well, he brought Snelling's commitment with him from Arizona to LSU. Here's the windback in the 0-1. Swinging a soft roller foul. The on-deck circle where Caber Rodriguez waits. It's 0-2. The only problem for Snelling was that commitment to LSU was only for baseball at that point, no longer playing as a two-sport athlete. And a lot of people think that that was one of the reasons why he was so inclined to open himself up for that 2022 draft. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a high pop-up foul out of play to the right side. It's still no balls and two strikes. But a lot of people also will say that, you know, probably no matter what, he was probably going to go play baseball because of how good his senior baseball season was. He has his sign, he rocks, and the 0-2. Fastball on the inside corner, strike three called. So Acosta down on strikes. It's the first strikeout today for Snelling and the second out in the third. Snelling absolutely dominated his final season at McQueen High School in Reno. 146 strikeouts in 62 and a third innings. The pitch, low and outside, 1-0. It set the state record for strikeouts. And he was picked 39th overall in the competitive balance round at the end of the first round. The 1-0 popped up, back behind home and foul. Ball and a strike. And it looks like he's made a pretty good decision so far. Snelling deals. There's a fly ball out to right field, but right at Cole Cummings. He angles just slightly to his left, two steps, makes the catch above his ball cap, and the Riders are down quietly in the third. Seven straight retired by Robbie Snelling. And we go to the top of the fourth next. Riders lead 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top four, and Dane Acker returns to the hill for the Rough Riders. Frisco out in front, 2-0. Marcos Castagnon, Cole Cummings, Robert Perez Jr., the 3-2 up. It's 3-4-5 in the missions order. Acker working on 51 pitches through his three innings. He'd love a quick one. He deals home. This is high. One ball and no strikes. Castagnon struck out looking back in the first. Acker with the glove at the belt. He raises to look just over the top of it. The 1-0. Fouled away right side. One ball and one strike. Rough Riders scoring those two runs in the first inning. They continue to be one of the best first inning run producers in the Texas League. In fact, we've seen a lot of runs in the first inning on both sides against the Riders. The pitch is fouled back this way, right towards us and just below us. One ball and two strikes. Close. Rough Riders have now scored 21 runs in the first inning this season, which is tied for third in the Texas League. 1-2 pitch. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. It's still a ball and two strikes. As many know, Dane Acker has had quite the journey to get here. A Brenham, Texas native, grew up a Houston Astros fan and committed to Rice University out of high school. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the curveball away. Dane Acker with the strikeout. That's his fourth. One down, and Cole Cummings stands in. Acker spent 1 year at Rice, struggled, and transferred to San Jacinto. He wanted to make sure he could transfer to another big university. The pitch to Cummings is inside. It's one ball and no strikes, but he didn't want to sit out a year, so he knew San Jacinto had a wonderful baseball history at the junior college level and transferred there. That's where he really learned how to pitch and learned how to hone in his three-pitch arsenal that brought him into pro ball. 1-0, low, and it's two balls and no strikes. So he spent a year at San Jacinto and then transferred to Oklahoma for the 2020 season, where he threw a no-hitter against LSU at Minute Maid Park. The 2-0. Strike at the bottom of the zone. And the fastball, and it's 2-1. The ballpark he grew up watching his Astros play in. 2-1. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line with some carry. Strom back, just shy of the warning track. He makes the catch. Two outs. Robert Perez stands in now. Rough Riders leading 2-0 in the top of the fourth. Acker was selected in the fourth round by the Oakland A's, and then later traded before ever making his minor league debut with the A's organization to the Rangers. Pitch to Perez. Breaking ball for a strike. Outside corner, 0-1. Now very happy to be in the Rangers organization. 0-1 offering. Curveball, ground ball, foul back behind home. And it's 0-2. Can you imagine if Dane Acker makes it to the big leagues and makes a big splash with the Rangers, how much more lopsided that trade would be? The trade that brought him over to the Rangers organization was for Jonah Heim. He was an all-star catcher. The 0-2. Away, and it's one ball and two strikes. Chris Davis also came over in the deal. And the Rangers traded away Elvis Andrus and Aramis Garcia. Elvis, of course, longtime Ranger, great former Rough Rider as well, and tough to see him go, but he only spent one season with the A's, and it wasn't very productive. The 1-2. Fouled back again. It's still one ball and two strikes. So if Acker turns out to be what a lot of people think he could up at the big league level, this is going to be a trade people look back on for a long time here in this area and say that was one of the best that this regime pulled off. 1-2 pitch again. Up high. Misses with the change. Two balls, two strikes. Slight pull side shift on the infield and in the outfield for Perez, who flied out to center his last time up. The pitch. Bounced in there. Missed with a changeup again. Three balls and two strikes. 15 pitches in this inning. Acker with the glove at the belt. He deals. Breaking ball just high. Ball four. He lost it. It was ahead 1-2 and couldn't finish him. So Perez reaches first, and Robbie Tanerowicz makes his way to the plate. Tanerowicz a strikeout in the second. Two runs on three hits for the Riders. No runs on one hit for the Mission. Acker deals. Fastball away. One ball, no strikes. Acker a little bit frustrated with himself out of the mound right now. Rubbing up the baseball. Toes the rubber from the first base side. Perez takes his lead from first. 1-0. Top of the zone. Fastball for a strike. 1-1. Sun starting to set here in Frisco. 1-1. Breaking ball high and inside. Two balls, one strike. Blue skies above with some polka dotty clouds up across the sky, angling from left to right, almost in a downward motion. Blue skies up above. Lights are on, not quite taking effect yet. 2-1. Strike on the outside corner with a fastball, 2-2. Really just a perfect night. Had great weather this week here in Frisco. Looking forward to a fantastic weekend. Acaretti's 2-2. Breaking ball, hard ground ball, fair down the third baseline all the way into the corner. Perez up to third base. He gets the stop sign right there. The throw goes into second, not in time. Tanerowicz in with a double, and there are runners at second and third base and two down in this fourth inning. Well, Acker had Perez 1-2, and he ended up walking him. And now he gives up the double to Tanerowicz. So now he has to deal with Zach Rex, who is 3 for his last 3 with a walk, dating back to yesterday. Rex singled to center in the third, left-handed batter. Play in the top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Riders. Acker fires, fouled away left side, 0-1. Robbie Tanerowicz just continues to torment Frisco pitching. Now 4-for-10 in this series, and he is hitting over 300 head-to-head against the Rough Riders the last couple seasons. Oh-1. Inside with a curveball. One ball and one strike. Second hit of the game against Dane Acker for Tanerowicz. 1-1. Misses low. Two balls and one strike. Rough Riders will start to see some action with Steven Jennings out of their bullpen down the left field line. Frisco is pretty careful with the pitching in this game today. Time called by Rex because they don't have a whole lot of arms. They're playing with 27 active. Laurencio Serrano was just brought back down from AAA earlier today. 2-1 home to Rex. High and outside. 3 balls and 1 strike. First base is open. Right-handed hitting Juan Zabana is on deck. Swing and a miss. Changeup on 3-1. He was out in front of it. 3-2. Really good depth on that pitch. Action pitch here, but with no runner at first base, the runners will stay put. The offering. High and outside, ball 4. Base is loaded now. Acker with his second walk of the inning and his 4th of the game. Uncharacteristic for him that 4 walks ties a career high. It's the 4th time he's done it, and the first time since his start last week at Corpus Christi. That brings John Goble, the Rough Riders pitching coach, out of the dugout. Frisco only has 3 pitchers active in the bullpen today. Steven Jennings warming up is one of them. Steven Jennings, Damian Mendoza, and Andy Rodriguez. Ricky DeVito, if they want to throw him, but he's only on one day of rest and usually just a one-inning guy. Andy Rodriguez is on one day of rest, and he threw 2 2/3 innings 2 days ago. So you might, in fact, see Ricky DeVito if you need to. Mound visit is over. Trying to settle down Acker, who's on 78 pitches now. Two nothing Riders still, bases loaded and 2 down in the top of the 4th inning. the pitch. Strike at the top of the zone, 0-1. Zabata seeing his first strike today. He walked on four pitches in that third inning. The 0-1. Breaking ball outside, a check swing, and he didn't go. 1-1. One of the first sliders we've seen from Acker in this start. He has his sign working from the windup with the bases loaded and the 1-1. This is high, and it's two balls and one strike. This is a laborious inning for him. He fires. Just high and outside, barely missing, and it's three balls and one strike. His next pitch will be his 33rd of the inning. Bases full of missions. The 3-1 toss. High for ball four. He walks in a run. So the first run of the day for the missions comes with the bases loaded walk to Juan Zabata. It's 2-1 Rough Riders. And that's how his day ends. Carlos Cardoza out of the Rough Riders dugout, and he'll make a change. Steven Jennings out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and we'll introduce you to him when we come back. 2-1 Rough Riders out in front. Step aside for this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Call to the bullpen for the Rough Riders. Steven Jennings emerges. Rough Riders leading 2-1, but the base is still loaded in two outs. Dane Acker, his line is not finalized because he's still responsible for the three on the base paths. 25-year-old Steven Jennings out of Brush Creek, Tennessee, against Jared Dale. Right-hander against right-hander, initial pitch. Slider on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Jennings making his 11th appearance for the Rough Riders, 1-0 with a 3-2-1 ERA. Here's the stretch. And the 0-1. Outside. One ball and one strike. In 14 innings, he struck out 16, but walked 8. Opponents just hitting 231 against the right-hander. And he's gotten long relief in his last few outings. And he steps off. He's gone two innings exactly in three out of his last four outings out of the bullpen. 7 2/3 scoreless over his last four. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider away. One ball and two strikes. That slider's a really good pitch for him. It was a curveball initially that he used in the Pirates organization and the Yankees system last year. Switching to a slider. One ball and two strikes. He brings it way outside on the slider again. Great stop by Johnson. The catcher going to the backhand all the way in the left-handed batter's box. Tenerowitz at third, Rex at second, Zabata at first, the base runners for San Antonio. 2-2. Swinging a bounding ball to short. Rodriguez has got it, clips it onto second. He gets the out there, and Steven Jennings comes in and retires the sign. Bases left loaded. One run across on just one hit, no errors. Riders lead 2-1. Bottom of the fourth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead it 2-1 into the last of the fourth inning. Josh Hatcher, Cody Freeman, Abimelech Ortiz, the three to swing the sticks for Frisco. It's 4-5-6 in the Riders' order against Robbie Snelling, who's retired 7 in a row. Left-hander against left-hander, the windback in the pitch. And a swing and a miss by Hatcher on a good fastball riding inside. It's 0-1. Hatcher has the offense for the Rough Riders tonight with a two-run single back in the first. Left-on-left hit for him. The 0-1. Low and outside. It's one ball and one strike. It might be rare for some, but Hatcher said he actually likes facing left-handed pitching. He says, funny enough, if he thinks about hitting the ball the opposite way, he's always late against lefties. The 1-1. Swinging a broken bat flare out to third base. A long charge in for Dale, and he makes the catch on the run on the soft pop-up. Hatcher is retired. One away in the fourth, and Cody Freeman stands in. 2-1 Rough Riders. So what Hatcher does against lefties is he thinks about pulling the ball, and what that ends up doing is he sprays the ball pretty well to center and left center the opposite way for him. It generates a lot of power that way. His one homer against left-handed pitching was to the pull side. First pitch to Freeman. He swings and drills it into left center field. Rex over into the alley, and he spears it out of the air. Man, Freeman smashed that baseball, but Rex able to run it down, and there are two quick outs. 9 in a row, sat down by Robbie Snelling. And here's Abimelech Ortiz. Rough Riders lead it 2-1. Ortiz bounced out to second in the first. Snelling's pitch. Swing and a miss. Behind in the fastball. 0-1. Robbie Snelling, we're seeing over these last three innings, has been completely different from the one we saw in the first. 0-1. He swings and hits it hard right at the second baseman, Castagnon, makes a beautiful pickoff to his left and throws out Ortiz at first base. 10 straight, sat down by Robbie Snelling. Rough Riders still lead it 2-1. Top of the fifth next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're at the top of the fifth inning. Ripken Reyes at the top of the order starts it for the Missions. Rough Riders out in front 2-1. Steven Jennings, who got the final out of the fourth, returns for the top of the fifth inning, and he fires. Fastball upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1. Jennings relieving Dane Acker, whose line is now finalized, and not a start that he, I'm sure, feels happy about. The pitch is low. One ball and one strike. Over 3 2/3 innings, he allowed a run on two hits, struck out four, and walked a career-high 5. 1-1. Low and away and a breaking ball in the dirt. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. But the good thing is, he only allowed that one run, and he leaves with the lead. Jennings bailed him out with the bases loaded there. Rough Riders still have the advantage. 2-1. Just high, barely missing. 3 balls and 1 strike to Reyes. So now it's bullpen the rest of the way for the Riders. Jennings a good first option. 3-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Changeup fading away. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3 pitches for Jennings. That fastball, slider, and changeup. Jennings has a young son. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line. Cepeda on his horse towards the line. Slows up into a jog and spears it out of the air. One away. Michael De La Cruz stands in now. Jennings' son, Cullen, is a frequenter to the ballpark. Just 8 months old. He is adorable. Said he's loved being a dad. Funny enough, Colin is one of the best sleepers. The pitch over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. He said that Colin went to bed at about 8 o'clock last night and didn't wake up until 10 a.m. That's pretty easy for a parent. The pitch, low and outside, it's 1 ball and 1 strike. He said, I just know my second one is never going to sleep at all. That's kind of how it works. At least I've heard. I wouldn't know from experience. The pitch. Low and outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Jennings says he feels older and older. Is 25 years old. He's had some... The pitch comes home. Here's a ground ball out to second base. Max Acosta's got it and throws him out at first. They're 2 down. He's in this Double-A locker room, and Double-A is so interesting. You can have a bunch of young guys and some older guys, some veterans. Alex Dugoti was on this roster earlier, who's had big league time. You look at last year with Danny Duffy and Nick Tanaloo, who were over 30 years old, Matt Bush. So you can have some older guys and some younger guys. First offering is a check swing and a miss by Marcos Castagnon. 0-1. Rough Riders lead it 2-1, top of the fifth inning. Jennings says he feels old, but he feels at home in this clubhouse. There's some younger guys. There's some older guys. Feels right in the middle of the pitch. Breaking ball is low. 1-1. It's been a great clubhouse this year for the Rough Riders. Trying to work a 1-2-3 in. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front on a good slider away. One ball and two strikes. And Castagnon calls time, steps out. Don't see the cage helmet very often at the minor league level, but that's what Castagnon wearing, protecting his face. 1-2. Slider away. 2-2. There's no action in either bullpen right now. Jennings most likely will throw the sixth as well for the Riders. 2-2. Check swing and a foul back behind home. Still 2-2. That is if all goes well. Probably going to see Damian Mendoza for his second appearance in Double-A. The pitch. Swinging a soft roller out to short. Rodriguez vacuums it in, wings it on to first, and he gets him for the final out. Nice inning for Steven Jennings. 1-2-3 frame. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom five coming up. We're halfway home. Riders lead it 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Jesus Cepeda to start it off. First pitch from Robbie Snelling. He's high and outside, 1-0. 2-1 Rough Riders in the home half of the fifth inning. Snelling is cruised. He's retired 10 in a row. The pitch. There's a high pop-up shallow right field. Cummings lost it for a second. He can't find it at all, and it falls in. Cepeda hustling out of the box. He pulls into second. It's a double for Jesus Cepeda. And Cummings didn't find that anywhere in the night sky. It is twilight here, so kind of a tough sky to find the baseball. And what should have been the 11th out in a row for Robbie Snelling ends up being a double for Jesus Cepeda. He'll take it. And so will the Rough Riders. Cummings took two steps in and then threw his hands out to either side saying, I can't find it at all. Rough Riders with a leadoff man aboard in the fifth inning and a chance to add on to their 2-1 lead. Here's Cooper Johnson. The offering home. Swinging a foul back into De La Cruz's glove, and it's 0-1. Fourth hit today for the Rough Riders, and the first since Cody Freeman's infield single in the first that hit the runner Josh Hatcher. 0-1. Inside. One ball and one strike. Johnson popped out to third his first time up. The 1-1. Outside, it's two balls and one strike. This is a nice little stretch here of six consecutive right-handers against the lefty Snelling. Two-one. Down and in. Three balls and one strike. Cepeda, with that hit, is now 8-for-22 against left-handers this year. It's a cool 363 average. 3-1 on the way to Johnson. He swings and rams it down the left side, but yanked it foul into the seats. And it's 3-2. The Rough Riders, as we've talked about, have struggled against left-handed pitching as a team this year. Just a 585 OPS, and for context, average is about a 720 OPS. So well below average against left-handed pitching. Three and two. Nobody out. Runner at second. The offering. Check swing on a high inside fastball. They appeal, and he didn't go. A walk to Cooper Johnson. The Riders' catcher is aboard. Runners at first and second. Nobody down. And here's Daniel Mateo hoping that this will be a start of a big inning. Mateo bounced back to the hill his first time up. Mateo is still in search of his first big league homer, the pitch. A swing and a line drive out to right field, sending Cummings back. He's shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Cepeda tags from second, moves to third. And it's a productive out for Mateo. I said big league homer. Well, that's true. He's still in search of his first double-A homer, which is the more pertinent information. 2-1, Rough Riders. Runners on the corners now with one down. And here's Kellen Strom. Strom has walked and scored and flied out to center in two trips. Six for 13 in the series. Runners on the corners. Pitch in. And it runs inside. One ball and no strikes. Riders faithful getting loud. Snelling, the 1-0, foul back behind home. A ball and a strike to Kellen. The Rough Riders are second in the league this year. Batting average with runners in scoring position. The 1-1. High and outside. Two balls, one strike. Hitting 278 as a team with runners in scoring position. Strom trying to add on to that. 2-1 toss. He takes inside. Three balls and one strike. Max Acosta on deck. Good count for Strom. Both of his homers have come against lefties this year. The 3-1. He swings and fouls it back into De La Cruz's glove, and it's still 3-2. Big rip on a fastball that was center cut outside edge. And takes a little stroll around the plate. Back in from the right side. Cepeda at third. Johnson at first base. Fly ball here would force in a run. The offering. He swings and sends it high in the air out to right center field. Should be deep enough. The center fielder cuts over. Perez makes the catch. Cepeda tags. He comes home ahead of the throw. It's a sack fly for Callan Strong. Riders push the lead to 3-1. Good productive at bat. Mateo flying out to right field to move Cepeda from second to third, and then a sack fly to center field for Kellen Strom gives the Riders a two-run advantage again. So two outs in the fifth inning. Johnson remains at first base for Max Acosta. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander throws over to first, chasing Johnson back in. Rough Riders lead it 3-1 in game four of this series. Acosta doubled back in the first inning and scored the pitch. Fastball pierces the bottom inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. The pitch, fouled back, 0-2. Kellen Strom with his 12th RBI of the season. Not too bad from someone who's hitting in the leadoff spot for a majority of the season. Rough Riders finding ways to score runs in this game. The pitch. Swinging a broken bat line drive on one hop to the shortstop Reyes. He throws onto second to Castagnon, and they get him there, and the side is retired. Well, that bat nearly hit Kaver Rodriguez on deck. The Rough Riders are retired, but a run on a hit. No errors and one runner left on base. Top six next. Riders lead it 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the sixth inning, and Steven Jennings is back out of the hill for the Rough Riders. A 1-2-3 fifth his last time out. Cole Cummings, Robert Perez Jr., Robbie Tenorowicz, middle third of the order, due up. 3-1 Rough Riders in the sixth. Cummings is 0-2 today. Jennings deals inside, one ball, no strikes. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders with two runs in the first inning on a two-run single from Josh Hatcher. Jennings the pitch, breaking ball, bottom of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Hatcher with that two RBI knock, giving the Riders the lead, and then in the fourth, the Mission struck back, the 1-1. It's low, and it's two balls and one strike. A bases loaded walk by Juan Zapata, pushed across San Antonio's first run, and the Riders just added on in the fifth inning with a Kellen Strom sack fly. 2-1 is a line drive on one hop on the dirt, and it scoots into center field, a base hit for Cole Cummings. Leadoff single for the right fielder. Robert Perez makes his way to the plate. He's 0-for-1 today with a walk and a run scored. Three runs on four hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. The Mission's a run on three hits and no errors defensively. Jennings deals. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat, sinking into right field. Cepeda racing on. He makes the chest-high catch. One away in the sixth inning. Runner at first for Tanerowitz. Those defensive numbers tonight, far cry from last night when we saw five combined errors between these two teams. The Rough Riders, two errors. First time they've committed an error in five games. Their longest errorless streak on the season. Tanerowitz in from the right side. Jennings kicks and fires. Fastball chopped on the ground to third. Freeman's got it onto second for one. Acosta rifles to first, and he completes the double play. Around the horn, 5-4-3. Riders out of the top of the sixth, just like that. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on. Bottom six coming up. 3-1 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kamer Rodriguez starts the Riders sixth inning. Frisco leading 3-1. Kamer to be followed by Josh Hatcher and Cody Freeman against Robbie Snelling back out for the sixth inning. Snelling back into his windup, the first pitch. Swinging a chopper back past the hill to the second baseman, Castagnon. He bobbles slightly after fielding, throws, and still gets him. Close play. One away in the sixth inning, and Josh Hatcher comes to the plate. Second straight start for Snelling, pitching into the sixth inning. He threw 5 2/3 his last time out against Arkansas. Riders lead it 3-1 in the sixth. And there is action in the Mission's bullpen. Down the right field line. First pitch to Hatch. Outside of the breaking ball, one ball and no strikes. It's the right-handed side armor loosening out of the pen for the Missions. The offering is a swing and a miss and a high fastball. And it's one ball and one strike. Ethan Routson is loosening. The 1-1. Swinging a line shot to the alley in left center field. That baby's down, and it keeps on rolling all the way to the warning track. Hatcher cruises into second. He's easily got himself a double. Second hit today for Josh Hatcher, and he just keeps on swinging the stick. 102 miles an hour off the bat. the reigning player of the month in the Rangers organization. Entered today hitting .338, and he's 2-for-3 today. What a start to the season for Hatch. He's been so much fun to watch. So he's at second base for Cody Freeman now, 1-for-3. Or excuse me, Rough Riders lead it 3-1. Freeman is 2 at-bats today, 1-for-2. The pitch. Right at the middle of the zone for a strike with a fastball, 0-1. 5 hits today for the Riders offensively. Snelling from the stretch. He kicks in. Swinging a fly ball into left center field with a little bit of carry on it. Perez ranging over. He makes the grab. Hatcher tags, moving to third. The throw, not in time. And Hatcher showing off the wheels, moving into third base. Line drive out to center for Freeman, and there are two away. There's Abimelech Ortiz. Snelling with 76 pitches. After a huge lead at third, the pitch. Ortiz a big swing and a miss at a high fastball. And it's 0-1. Hardly anybody takes bigger swings than Ortiz. The 0-1. That one pierces the outside edge. Top of the zone, a strike. Fastball from Snelling. It's quickly 0-2. Riders trying to add another run. 3-1. Ortiz calls time and steps out. There is action in the bullpen. It's Damian Mendoza, the right-hander, who's loosening for the Rough Riders. Probably see Mendoza in the 7th and the 8th innings. 0-2. Fouled straight back. Still no balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz trying to pick up Hatcher at third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. High and tight fastball. Strikes out Ortiz. And the inning is over. No runs and a hit. No errors. A runner left stranded. Top 7 next. Damian Mendoza comes out of the Riders' pen when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the 7th inning, and Damian Mendoza is the new pitcher for the Rough Riders. Steven Jennings done after his 2 innings of work. He was fantastic. He ends up going 2 1/3 total, allowing just 1 hit. No walks, no strikeouts, no runs. That's a good low relief appearance for Steven Jennings. Bottom third of the order due up for the Missions. Zach Rex, Juan Zabata, and Jared Dale. Mendoza making his 2nd appearance for the Rough Riders this season. He's been kind of up and down. three appearances total, three different levels, one in high A, one in double A, one in triple A. Funny enough, his triple A outing is when he has a zero ERA. Right-hander out of Mexico. Native of Navajoa in Sonora, Mexico. Right-hander against left-hander at the plate, the pitch. First pitch curveball over for a strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Mendoza, very smart guy, majoring in communications right now and finishing up his college degree. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses down in the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. He also will try and speak a little French every now and again with catcher Liam Hicks, not catcher Cooper Johnson, who's currently going. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Rex. Swinging a bouncing ball past the hill to the shortstop Rodriguez. He collects behind the bag at second and throws out Rex at first. One away. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the seventh, one down. And here's Juan Zapata. Mendoza is fluent in Spanish and English, and Liam Hicks went to French immersion school when he was growing up, so we'll throw in some words in French every now and again to the catcher Hicks. When Aiden Anderson was here, here's the stretch and the offering into Zapata. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes. He was learning French, and so he and Hicksy would talk in French as well. Aiden Anderson also taught himself Spanish. 1-0 pitch. High and inside is Zabala. Two balls, no strikes. Zabala is 0-0 today. Two walks. 2-0. Just inside, three balls and no strikes. Hopefully Mendoza sticks around up here in double-A. There's been a lot of shuffling in the bullpen for the Rangers organization. 3-0. That's inside, ball four. Third walk of the day for Zabala. One out, one on, and here's the nine-hole hitting Jarrett Dale. He's 0-1 today with a sack bunt. 3-1, Rough Riders lead it, top of the seventh. Rough Riders getting Florencio Serrano back from AAA earlier today. The pinch. Foul back, and it's 0-1. It's still sitting at 27 on their roster of the allotted 28. Mendoza, ready's in the 0-1. Breaking ball over the outside edge for a strike. 0-2. Reed Burlingmeier, Florencio Serrano going up to the AAA level along with Brian Chi a couple days ago. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball by him, top shelf. Mendoza with the strikeout. And there are two away in the seventh. Third career double-A strikeout for Damian Mendoza. Top of the order now for Ripken Reyes. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the seventh. There's the right-hander's pitch. It bounces in the dirt. Johnson blocks, and it's one ball and no strikes. If you're keeping up with the Rangers, they were off last night. And now starting a road trip. A three-game series over the weekend in Colorado. They're currently in the fifth inning. It's 1-0 Rockies leading. John Gray getting the start there. His first start back at Coors Field since signing as a free agent with the Rangers. Spent the first portion of his career with Colorado. Throw goes over to first base, not in time to get to Bala. Gray has gone five innings with six strikeouts, only allowing the one run so far. On the other side, For the Rockies, Austin Gomber has thrown five shutout innings, just surrendering two hits. Corey Seager and Ezekiel Duran, the two to pick up hits. And the offering misses low with a fastball, and it's two balls and no strikes. That game started 40 minutes after us. It's already in the fifth inning. We're flying. 2-0. Strike to Reyes on the outside corner. 2-1. Two outs, runner at first here in the seventh. 3-1 Rough Riders. The pitch. There's a fly ball out to left field. Strom started in, now backs up a couple steps. He's there. He puts it away in front of his red ball cap, and the inning is over. Nice frame for Mendoza, a harmless walk. No runs, no hits, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom seven coming up. It's time to stretch it out, but first we have God Bless America here at Riders Field today, and we will keep it here for the singing of God Bless America. We hope you can stick with us. Rough Riders, a 3-1 advantage over San Antonio. After God Bless America, we will be right back with the bottom of the seventh.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead it 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Robbie Snelling is out of the ballgame. It's a pitching change for the first time for the Missions, and it's the right-hander Routson who takes over. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Low and outside, one ball and no strikes to Heysel Cepeda. Ethan Routson, the new pitcher, 26-year-old, undrafted free agent signee out of St. John's. The pitch, swing and a miss, and Cepeda takes a seat on his backside. Lost his balance. calls time. One ball and one strike. Robbie Snelling done in his start. If you're watching on MLB TV, you can see swinging out of his shoes a little bit there on that last swing. The offering is chopped out to third. Two hops to Dale. He's got it. Fires on to first after the quick transfer. Takes care of Cepeda. One away. Cooper Johnson now. Snelling's final line. He goes six innings, allowing three runs on five hits. All three runs earned. He struck out two and walked two. Routson, a right-handed sidearm thrower. He deals. Slider inside corner. Strike one. Johnson 0 for 1 today with a walk. Routson began his season at High A Fort Wayne. Three scoreless outings over 5 1/3 innings. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball to the right side, and it leaks through into right field. Cooper Johnson with a single. One out base runner for the Rough Riders here in the seventh, leading 3-1. That brings Daniel Mateo to the plate. Good piece of hitting. Got a fastball in the inside corner. Inside out swing on the ground to the right side and poking it through into right field. And Daniel Mateo 0 for 2 today. The pitch. Way low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Routson's had a tough time here at the AA level after dominating High A. Five outings, a 7.56 ERA. 1-0 toss. Check swing. And a pitch misses inside. He did not go upon appeal. 2-0. Those bad numbers really just because of a bad last outing. 2-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Good fastball low, and it's 2-1. He went 2 1/3 at Arkansas in his last time out. And he allowed five runs on six hits, including a pair of home runs. It's really kind of turned his ERA sour at the AA level. He kicks in. Swinging a chopper off the plate right back to the hill. He's got it head high on to second for one. Castagnon to first. And it's in time for a double play. So that ends the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the top of the eighth inning next. Riders 3, Missions 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004. Kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Top half of the eighth inning. Rough Riders out in front, 3-1. Three runs on six hits, no errors for Frisco. One run on three hits, no errors for San Antonio. 2-3 and four due up in the Mission's order. Michael De La Cruz starts it against Damon Mendoza, back on his hill for the second inning of work, and the pitch misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. De La Cruz 0 for 3 today. Pull side shift on the infield. 1-0. Low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Dane Acker got the start today. He went 3 2/3 innings for the Rough Riders, allowing just one run. Steven Jennings then went 2 1/3. The pitch over the heart of the plate, a strike, and it's 2-1. And now Damian Mendoza for his second inning. Pitching has been good for the Rough Riders today, but the excitement is especially high for tomorrow. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Good pitch on the low outside corner with the fastball. 2-2. The pitch. Swinging a chopper up over the hill. Rodriguez has got it at shortstop behind the bag and throws him out at first. One away in the eighth inning for Marcus Castagnon. 3-1 Rough Riders. Emiliano Teodo gets the ball for the Rough Riders in game five of the series tomorrow. He's 1-1 with a 2.91 ERA, and he has been the Rough Riders' most consistent pitcher. Fantastic fastball, the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Fastball, slider, and changeup combination for Teodo. Excited to see him throw every time he takes the hill. So looking forward to that one tomorrow. The 0-1. Check swing and a miss off the outside corner. It's 0-2. It's going to be another good pitching matchup tomorrow. Teodo obviously going for the Rough Riders. Victor Lizagara on the other side. Excuse me, Lizarraga. The 0-2. Swinging a foul into Johnson's glove. He hangs on. It's strike three. Two away on the second strikeout for Mendoza. Cole Cummings making his way to the plate. Victor Lizarraga starting tomorrow. He's the number 10 prospect in the Mission's parent club, the Padres, top 30 list. He's been good this year. 0-1, a 3 ERA. First pitch to Cole Cummings. Over the heart of the plate for a strike with a breaking ball. It's 0-1. 3-1 Rough Riders, top of the eighth inning on this Friday night. Big crowd on hand, sticking around for fireworks postgame presented by True Moon. The 0-1. Flying in the air, down the left field line and foul. Out of play, and it's quickly 0-2. Mendoza trying to work another clean inning. Only allowed one base runner in the seventh. Pull side shift on the Rough Riders infield for the left-handed batter. The pitch, well, high and outside. It's one ball and two strikes. Robert Perez on deck. 1-2. Low, two balls, two strikes. Missing with the changeup. Riders two runs in the first, one in the fifth. San Antonio, their only run in the fourth inning today. 2-2. Swinging a chopper, foul right side. Still 2-2. Another well-pitched game by the Riders. Frisco, especially in their bullpen, has been really good as of late. Third in the Texas League in bullpen ERA this season. 2-2. Outside corner. Got him. Changeup strikes him out. Mendoza with three Ks and two scoreless innings. Nicely done by the Rough Riders pen once again. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Bottom eight coming up. Riders lead 3-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts off the bottom half of the eighth inning for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 3-1 over San Antonio. Happy you're with us on this beautiful Friday night. First pitch home. Routson misses inside. It's one ball and no strikes. Kellen is 0 for 1 today with a walk and a sack fly and a fly out to center field. Routson, right-handed sidearm thrower, deals. A breaking ball, check swing, and looks like he went around. He did, and a strike anyway. It's 1-1. Strom has had such a monster series at the plate. The pitch. Fouled away, back behind home, and it's 1-2. 6 for 12 entering into today. He's now 6 for 13 with 4 runs scored, a couple RBIs as well. Couple pinwheels out to the mound. The offering in. High and outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes to the left fielder. Rough Riders haven't been great on the offensive side tonight. Just 3 runs on 6 hits, but it's been enough with how good the pitching has been. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. That leaks into center. It's a base hit for Kellen Strom. He's 1 for 2 today. Gives a nice little fist pump as he makes his way down to first baseline. Strom, a leadoff base hit, and Max Acosta, who's 1 for 3 today, makes his way to the plate. Riders trying to add on a little bit of insurance. There's the right-hander throw over to first before the first pitch. It'll be interesting to see if Damian Mendoza comes out for the ninth inning. There's nobody loosening in the Riders' bullpen right now. I think they're just going to ride Mendoza into the ninth. Hopefully the Riders can add on here. The pitch. Swinging a line shot deep into left center field. Perez cutting over, and he's there to make the catch. He was shaded into right center, but it just hung up in the air enough for him to track it down and pull it in. And there's the first out. Acosta hit it well. He walks back to the dugout, though, and here's Caber Rodriguez. Now, even just one run here would make it a lot easier for Mendoza. The pitch. A swing and a chopper out to short. Reyes cut off by the third baseman Dale on to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Rodriguez bounces into the fielder's choice, 5-4. Smart play by Dale, the third baseman, cutting in front of Reyes, the shortstop. He had his momentum going towards second base. That's an easier play for him rather than Reyes coming in and having to turn his body and contort it to make that throw to second. Still couldn't turn the double play with how softly that ball was hit and how well Caber runs, but you bring Josh Hatcher up now. First pitch. Swinging a soft topper foul right side. It's 0-1. Hatcher 2-for-3 today with a two-run single in the first and a double in the sixth. Crowd getting behind him. Right-hander's pitch. Low and away with the breaking ball. One ball, one strike. Hatcher now 4-for-10 in the series. One on the way. He takes low, a delayed steal. Rodriguez down to second, and he's safe. Ball kicks away from Reyes. Shallow left field, and that allows Rodriguez to move all the way up to third. It was a perfect throw. Reyes caught it, tried to lay the tag down, and as he did, the ball just squirted out of his glove and out into shallow left. So it's a delayed steal for Rodriguez, and it will probably be an E2 on the throw. We'll see what that air goes on. Because it was on the tag and it came out of his glove, it might be an E6. It is a steal, though. Runner at third, two down, the pitch. There's a line drive into left field, base hit. Rodriguez in from third. The Riders tack on. They now lead it 4-1. Boy, the base running from Rodriguez immediately paying dividends. And Josh Hatcher has three hits tonight and three RBIs. Man, is he hot. Here's Cody Freeman. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. The pitch. Breaking ball, low and outside, 1-0. The 1-0. Inside edge for a called strike, 1-1. So the Rough Riders now a 4-1 advantage, and those three runs now make it a lot easier for Damian Mendoza to come back out in the ninth inning and lock this down as a save. The 1-1. Inside. Two balls and one strike. They do, by the way, say it's an E6 on the shortstop, Ripken Reyes, on that drop ball on the steal. 2-1. Swinging a chopper up the middle. The second baseman's got it. Castagnon to the second base bag, and it retires the side. Damage done, though. Rough Riders get a run. It comes on one hit, an error, and a runner left on. Top nine next. Riders lead it 4-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the ninth inning, Rough Riders out in front, 4-1. Damian Mendoza back to the hill. Robert Perez Jr., Robbie Tenorowicz, Zach Rex, the 3-2 up. And Mendoza's in a double whammy situation for a save because he's thrown the last three innings of the game, and it's also a save situation. So either way, he would have gotten a save if he finishes off this ball game. And he's getting his warm-up tosses in. Rough Riders had two runs in the first inning, and a run in the fifth, and a run in the eighth. Good day for the Riders. Robert Perez getting ready to make his way to the plate. Four runs on eight hits, no errors for the Riders. One run on three hits and one error for San Antonio. Perez 0 for 2 with a walk. Mendoza kicks. Inside corner, a strike with a curveball, and it's 0-1. The Rough Riders, with a win tonight, would capture at least a series tie. The 0-1. A line shot to center field right at Mateo, charging in, still running, makes the chest high catch. One down for Robbie Tenorowicz. 4-1 Rough Riders in the ninth. Tenorowicz is 1-for-3 with a double in the fourth inning. Love this feeling of the ballpark on a Friday night. 8,453 in attendance. It's not a quaint ballpark. It's very expansive. The pitch. Inside, it's one ball and no strikes, especially for a double-A park. And when it fills, it feels great. Ready for fireworks presented by Trumu after the ball game today. The 1-0. So we're going to ground ball out to short. Rodriguez swallows it up. Crow hops, slings it on to first, and gets him two down. Riders one out away from at least a series tie. Go up 3-1 in this set. 4-1 Frisco. Zach Rex, 1-for-2 today with a walk. Stands it from the left side. Mendoza looking to throw three clean innings to finish out this game. First toss. Down and in, 1-0. The Riders' bullpen has been the story over the last few games. They've allowed just 7 runs in just over 32 innings the last few games. It's stretching of their last 9 games. The 1-0. There's a line shot hit deep to left field, but right at Kellen Strom. He's there. He's got it. Ball game over. Riders win it 4-1. What a fantastic showing by this Frisco bullpen. They finish this baby out with 5 1/3 shutout innings, and Frisco wins it 4-1 over San Antonio. We'll be back with post-game coverage next on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th.
stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride! Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back inside Riders Field, the Rough Riders win it. A final score of 4-1 over the San Antonio Missions. Our post-game coverage starting now. Happy you're with us, as a lot of fans getting ready for fireworks out of the field in front of us. We'll give you the totals. Rough Riders, 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. They stranded 4. Missions, 1 run on 3 hits, 1 error. They stranded 6 tonight. The win to Stephen Jennings, as he went 2 1/3 out of the bullpen of shutout baseball, surrendering just one base runner on a hit. And the loss to Robbie Snelling, allowing 3 runs across his 6 innings in a quality start, but still saddled with the L. Damian Mendoza, he goes 3 innings to pick up the save in today's game. We played in 2 hours and 15 minutes in front of a wonderful crowd of 8,453 on this Friday night. Really just a perfect night for baseball, and the Rough Riders rewarded this crowd with a victory. We'll give you more on the rest of the ballgame and what to expect from tomorrow's game, in addition to some scores from around the league, the Rangers affiliates, and what the Rangers are doing in Colorado, when we continue here on our postgame coverage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes 4 tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back high atop Riders Field one final time on this Friday night. Frisco, a 4-1 win over San Antonio. Let's take you around the Texas League and look at some of the scores, as the Rough Riders are hoping that the Midland Rockhounds will lose as many games down the stretch as possible, as the Rough Riders do trail them in the standings by just one game. And they took on the Tulsa Drillers tonight. That game is currently in the top of the ninth inning, Tulsa leading 5-2. So if that score holds, then the Rough Riders will be tied back atop first place with Midland, with 31 games gone in the first half of this 69-game first half. So really exciting stretch, hopefully, against the Rockhounds. The funny thing is the first half does end at Midland as well. So that could turn out to be a very important series. Elsewhere around the Texas League, Northwest Arkansas losing 2-0 to Springfield in the top of the ninth inning. Wichita, they're hosting Arkansas, also in the ninth, also losing 2-0. And in the ninth inning as well, Amarillo at Corpus Christi, the Sod Poodles leading the Hooks 3-2. We are the only final game in the Texas League, and we'll certainly take that. Elsewhere around the Rangers affiliates, AAA Round Rock in action against Las Vegas, the A's affiliate at home, They are currently up 3-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning in their game. For Round Rock, Gerson Garabito, the former Rough Rider, got the start. He went 4 1/3 scoreless innings, I should say. Tristan Polly goes 1 2/3 innings shutout as well out of the bullpen. And unfortunately, Antoine Kelly allowed a couple of runs in his relief. But the Express still do lead 3-2. Blaine Cribb with a couple of hits in that game as well. He's 2-for-3 in the game today. And Alex Dagoti, the former Rough Rider who homered yesterday, he's 2-for-3 in that game as well for the Express. As for the Parents, the big league club, Texas up top of the Rockies, 2-1 right now in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Corey Seager homered his fourth of the season in the sixth, and then he drew a bases-loaded walk in the seventh to give the Rangers their 2-1 advantage, that game currently in the bottom half of the seventh inning. As for the Rough Riders and the Missions, we'll play game five of this series tomorrow at 7:05 with the first pitch. Really exciting to see Emiliano Teodo start tomorrow. He's 1-1 with a 2.91 ERA, and he of the 100-mile-an-hour fastball will be on the hill against Victor Larrazaga. And he's 0-1 with a 3 ERA on the season, the number 10 prospect in the Padres organization. So first pitch tomorrow at 7:05. We'll be on the air at 6:50 with the pregame show. If you can't, of course, listen to the broadcast and you can make it out to the ball game, we'd love to have you. It's Evan Carter Weekend Day 2, where we will have Evan Carter bobblehead giveaway presented by Medium Giant at the gates before the ball game. And then in addition to that, stick around postgame. Your kids can run the bases, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane. That's going to do it for us on the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For everyone with the Frisco Rough Riders, for my partner Luke Maley, who had PA duties tonight, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for picking us up tonight. Once again, the Rough Riders win it by a final score of 4-1 over the San Antonio Missions. And until tomorrow, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!